Mary Margaret Olahan, The Daily Signal. An activist waving a transgender flag assaulted pro-life students at the Virginia March for Life on Wednesday, video footage shows. Pro-life Virginians gathered Wednesday in Richmond, Virginia, to march in support of unborn babies and against efforts to expand abortion in the state. Speakers included Winsome Sears, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, Liberty University President Don D. Costin, and Family Foundation of Virginia President Victoria Cobb. Video footage posted online on Wednesday shows an activist waving a large transgender flag run straight through a group of pro-life students who were nearing the end of the state march. These students were holding signs that read, "I love life," and "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself." As the activist aggressively pushes through the students, knocking their possessions to the ground and pushing through a large pro-life banner, the students exclaim and yell in distress. One young girl noticeably looks frightened. The Daily Signal spoke with Kelsey McCormick, a freshman attending Liberty University. McCormick, who is active in conservative organizations such as Turning Point USA, Concerned Women for America, and Students for Life, is pictured in the video wearing a red beanie hat at the front of the student group. "We were nearing the end of the march and chanting, 'We are the pro-life generation, and we will abolish abortion with our megaphones,'" she explained. "Then I see the trans activist running and jumping, and waving the flag, come smash into the group and go after the big banner." The activist was also making a screaming, barking noise. Another video posted by those attending the march shows authorities leading away the activist. Richmond police did not immediately respond to requests for comment from the Daily Signal. Students for Life President Kristen Hawkins tweeted one of the videos of the activist on Wednesday afternoon, stating that some of the Students for Life students were in the group pictured, and asking of the assailant, "Will he be held accountable?" In statements ahead of the march, March for Life Education and Defense Fund President Jean Mancini said that since Virginia allows abortion up until the third trimester, now more than ever, we need every person to witness and advocate for life-affirming policies that support both mom and baby, born and unborn. On this day, residents of the Commonwealth will advocate, rally, and march for care, compassion, and protection of both mother and child, Mancini said. Cobb, who is president of the Virginia Family Foundation, expressed disappointment with the November election results and warned that the abortion industry is counting their future profits at the expense of women, with eager anticipation of passing a constitutional amendment enacting abortion on demand for any reason to the moment of birth. "We will remind our elected officials that they will pay a steep political price if they go along with this abortion extremism," Cobb promised ahead of the march. Have an opinion about this article? To sound off, please email letters@dailysignal.com, and we'll consider publishing your edited remarks in our regular "We Hear You" feature. Remember to include the URL or headline of the article plus your name and town and/or state. Source: The Daily Signal.